Heavenly Spirit, would you speak to us through these words, I ask, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
A mom was driving her 5-year-old son to McDonald's one day, and she happened to see an accident up ahead of her. And as was her custom, whenever she saw an accident, she would pray out loud in the car. So she saw the accident up ahead, and she pointed to it and said to her son, "We should pray." So she heard this prayer from the back seat: "Dear God, don't let those cars block the entrance to McDonald's." Well, there are things that happen all the time that sometimes thwart our plans, things that happen that sometimes inconvenience us, and there are quite often those things we kind of pray, "Lord, would you kind of get rid of those things for us?" But there are always things that happen that seem to put us off stride, if you will. Perhaps you might imagine yourself on an airplane heading from DFW to Los Angeles, and it's late at night, and as you're on the plane, you sit down in your seat, and you notice that there are people around you. Some are looking at the magazine from the seat pocket in front of them. Others are looking at their phones. Still others are maybe seeking to begin to go to sleep. And you're stretching out ready for a long, peaceful, quiet flight when all of a sudden chaos erupts in the front of the plane. And down the aisle comes a mother with 6 screaming children. And of course they sit across from you. And you can see etched on the faces of the other passengers the anger, and nobody's doing anything about it. And so after a while you've had enough. So you lean over to the mother and you say, "Can't you get control of your children? Don't you understand it's late and that we're trying to have a nice peaceful flight here?" When Jesus went to Samaria, the Samaritans didn't treat him very well. And the disciples were not at all happy about that. Perhaps the disciples had been on a long journey themselves. They were tired. Maybe they were beginning to think about the fact of all the things that they had given up when they agreed to follow Jesus. Whatever the case may be, they were tired of the rejection. And so they were upset with Jesus because he hadn't responded the way that they thought he should. And so finally, they exploded. "Lord, should we call down fire from heaven?" Should we call down fire from heaven? Have you ever felt like that? I know I have. I remember one time talking to a guy for 2 hours about the Christian faith. And I was giving him every logical argument that I could come up with for the Christian faith. And every time I would bring up something, he would change the subject and bring up something else. And after a while, it just got frustrating. And I almost wanted to say to him, "Can't you understand this, you idiot?" I almost wanted to pray, "God bless him with a brick" or something like that, you know. But I didn't say those things, fortunately. But there are times when we're going to encounter people that really just don't get it. It's easy for us to become intolerant of the views of others to the point that we become intolerant of them. We just want to wash our hands of them. We want to call down fire. But Jesus says, "No, let me get vengeance. Let me take revenge. Let me get even with them. Your job is simply to testify about me. Even if they reject me and my words, your job is simply to bear witness to me." Jesus calls us first to count the cost of what it means to follow him. And I wonder if we really have counted the cost of what it means to follow Christ. Are we willing to stand up for him and for the Christian faith, even if everyone else is against us or against the faith? Are we willing to make Jesus the most important person and thing in our lives? The man in our gospel lesson today said, "Let me first go and bury my father, and then I'll come and follow you." And perhaps he would say, "You know, my father's going to die eventually, and so let me go back and be with him, and then when that gets all worked out, then I'll come and follow you." And don't we do that as well? We kind of say to ourselves, you know, I'll take care of my spiritual life when things calm down. Or I'll take care of my spiritual life when the kids get out of the house. Or I'll take care of my spiritual life when I get all the money that I need and I don't need to work any longer. We can come up with all sorts of excuses. But the real question that Jesus is asking, do you want to follow me? And we have to answer that question. Sometimes we don't want to answer that question. Sometimes we don't want to ask ourselves, am I following him? We need to count the cost of following Jesus and then begin to follow him and not look back. Jesus concluded our gospel lesson today by saying, no one who puts their hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. In those days they used to plow with a hand plow, and that hand plow was hooked up to some animal. And as they were plowing, they would have to keep their eyes straight ahead to make sure they plowed in a straight line. And so if they were plowing and they looked back and kept walking, then the line was going to be all curvy and wavy and would not be very good in terms of their plowing. Jesus was saying that's the way it is with us. If we commit to follow him and then begin to look back to the and want to keep one foot in the ways of the world and one foot in the kingdom of God, then we're obviously going to be going in the wrong direction. We're not going to be plowing the right way. Many people we meet will be preoccupied with things that affect how they are able to respond to Jesus and his gospel. At times we may not understand why they're acting the way they're acting or why they're saying the things that they're saying. Our temptation is to lash out at them or to let our frustration overflow in anger toward them. We see a lot of that on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Jesus calls us to be tolerant of others who differ from us or who verbally attack us. Try to change them? Yes. Try to share with them the truth of Jesus? Yes, absolutely. But do so, as Peter says in his first epistle in chapter 3, with gentleness and with respect. Remember the woman I told you about at the beginning of my sermon and how you leaned over to her and you said, can't you get control of these children? Can't you make them behave? Well, she responds as though jolted back to reality, and she looks you right in the eye and she says, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I just received word that my husband was in a terrible automobile accident and the doctors don't know if he's going to live, and I'm just having a hard time coping. And I think my children are having a hard time as well. Well, imagine how you might feel when you heard that. Your whole perspective on the situation would change. In an instant, you view this woman and her circumstances through a whole different set of lenses. Jesus urges us to have compassion on those who disagree with us or who don't treat us the way that we think that they should. We're to pray for them and gently share with them the Word of God, which can lead them back to the path of wholeness. Rather than calling down fire upon them, let's remember our own faults, the things that we have wrong, and remember the fact that sometimes we don't always follow Jesus the way that we should. Sometimes we find ourselves reverting back to the ways of the world, not following the ways of Jesus. We don't always live by the Spirit. Sometimes we live by the sinful nature. So let's pray and ask God that he would develop within us the fruit of the Spirit that we read about in our second lesson today. That fruit that would allow us to respond and reach out with compassion to others so that they would receive the gospel of Jesus Christ rather than reject it. So that they would be reached rather than repelled with the good news of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that you would help us to respond to the different situations that we encounter in life with the grace and love that you want us to respond. Help us to develop that fruit of the Spirit within us so much that we would, by nature, react the way that you would want us to react. Help us to have compassion on those around us, realizing that there may be things going on underneath the surface that we don't know about. Help us at the same time to not compromise the truth, but to speak the truth in love. and to be able to share the good news that you've given to us with those around us. We ask this in your name.
Amen.
Amen.